Music speaks to people in a way and that no other art form can, and it is, in my opinion, the most accessible art form. So, yeah, you could say it's my first love. Yes.
Just as well. Otherwise, after 25 years in the music business, you might think Madonna would start to get bored. Today, at the age of 50, she is ranked as one of the best-selling female pop artists of all time, shifting over 200 million records with an illustrious career spanning over three decades. But everyone has to start somewhere. With a couple of club hits under her belt and a few dodgy photo shoots, Madonna was launched into the career spotlight in 1983 with the release of her self-titled debut album. By 1984, the second record, Like a Virgin, rocketed her to superstar status. The title track would become her first number one, staying there for 6 weeks. An image change later, and by 1986, Madge had teamed up with Patrick Leonard to produce True Blue. It achieved massive commercial success and to this day remains her most successful album, shifting 24 million units. In 1989 came Like a Prayer, so far Madonna's most ambitious record, featuring one of her most controversial videos. Again a huge success, it paved the way for the Blonde Ambition Tour in 1990, which lasted the entire year. After that, the hits just kept on coming. Vogue became and is still a clubland classic. It featured on Greatest Hits album, The Immaculate Collection. Throughout the 90s, things got steamier. Madonna turned up the heat with the Erotica album to coincide with the release of her coffee table book, Sex. But by 1996, a more demure look helped her to earn the role of Evita Perón in the film version of the hit musical. Hard to believe that even then she was fielding questions about how long she'd keep going.
I would consider quitting when I'm bored with what I'm doing.
The birth of her first child, daughter Lourdes, didn't mean work stopped for Madonna. Co-produced with William Orbit, Ray of Light came out in early 1998. Techno and electronica tinged, it was to become her biggest album since Like a Prayer. 2 years later, she teamed up again with Orbit and French electropop producer Mirway to put out music. Then, after the birth of her second child, Rocco, and marriage to Guy Ritchie, Madge was back with American Life. Panned by the critics, it wasn't her greatest success.
We don't expect, you know, particularly our pop stars to last more than, you know, 15 minutes. So kind of with every successive album, with every successive tour, she's kind of, you know, it's sailing uncharted waters.
Time goes by so slowly.